Carl Ross?
I have good news and bad news. I've got copies of our petition. We've been passing around. Excuse me, I troubled my voice. Excuse me. There's a number of...
Get closer to the mic, we'll be able to hear
you. Okay, I'm sorry. I have brought the copies of our petition that's been passed around all over the world, but mainly in Washington County, and other groups that are... Other people are also interested in this subject in the country as well and in Canada. Now, that's what I call the good news. I've got the petition, but I don't have copies of my statement. Where do we go from there?
Okay. Just give us the highlights.
Okay. Hi, I'm Carl Ross, co-director of the Rock Creek Coalition, and I've lived all my life in Calais, Maine, on Passamaquoddy Bay. I'm here to present to you our petitions against the repeal of the Coatescook Bay Management Law. Also, this petition asks for a moratorium on rockweed harvesting in Coatescook and Passamaquoddy Bays because rockweed is absolutely critical to the health and future of our local fisheries. Healthy marine habitat means hundreds of jobs fishing versus the handful of jobs employing rockweed harvesters. 787 people have signed this petition from the United States, Canada, and a few from other countries. 587 are from approximately 100 places in Maine. People made online comments, which were emailed to all members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. 243 people signed our paper petition. Included are Loveton, Clammers, and Wrinklers. One of these people who signed is the president of the Maine Clammers Association. Many are Canadians from their side of Passamaquoddy Bay. Others have property in Maine and family roots and interests here. I personally went door to door, mostly near the salt water, through parts of Calais, Robinson, Perry, Pembroke, and phoned people in other towns as well. I appreciate this opportunity to share their comments with you. Now, keep in mind, these are comments from people that I talk to. Number one, don't gamble away our future generations and jobs by altering the habitat by allowing rockweed harvesting. Number two, how can the state sell licenses to harvest something, rockweed, when no one knows who owns it? How can the harvesters harvest rockweed for the same reason? Three, wonder if the rockweed harvesting companies will be around to buy us a meal after the wrinkles and clams are gone. Number four, we in Coatescook and Passamaquoddy Bays, feel invaded upon by Acadian sea plants from Canada and several mechanical harvesters from Western Maine. The harvesters, many of them rude, have little or no regard for local people or their properties or our bays. Number six, this person said, went to our college in Robinson and was dismayed to find our rockweed was about 3 inches long. Number seven, hand harvest should be allowed only to the extent that it has no impact on other marine life and get rid of those mechanical harvesters. Eight, how is it that mechanical harvesters are banned in Canada and presently allowed in Maine? Haven't we learned the hard way enough? Number nine, Canadians and Mainers are connected by Passamaquoddy Bay. We should work on the rockweed problem together. Number ten, rockweed harvesting laws are being enforced little, if any, in Coatescook and Passamaquoddy Bays. Why does the state make rules it can't or won't enforce? Number 11. I wish everyone could get rich harvesting rockweed. Might work for someone for a while, but nothing will be left for the future. Number 12. The state should take a big step back, take a real good look at rockweed harvesting and the related consequences. 13. Wrinkles and clams need rockweed protection to survive cold in winter and the sun's rays in summer. Number 14. Whenever a big company gets involved, over-harvesting and habitat destruction takes place. Number 15. Once the mechanical harvesters arrived, there are few, if any, jobs for local people. Number 16. When the Marine Patrol officer checks out lobster boats often, rockweed harvesters get little attention. What's going on? Number 17. We enjoyed watching ducks feeding in the seaweed. Then came the harvesters. No more.
How many numbers do you have there?
One more.
Oh. Okay.
One more after this one. I just put the best ones in, okay? And a lot of these are common. These are common statements. One of the big. Okay. I'll have to stop that one again. We enjoyed watching ducks feeding in the seaweed. Then came the harvesters. No more ducks. They're gone. One of the biggest problems is who owns rockweed? You've heard that. In summary, still long. Well, over 100 people signed our petition, carried by me personally. Many more I spoke to preferred to sign by computer. In talking to perhaps 200 people personally by phone or computer, most signed. Now, the ones I talked to face-to-face, only 4 people did not sign. One person did not sign because she said she did not know enough about it, and the other 3 told me they don't sign any petitions. And all the rest that I spoke to signed. While going door to door, I especially enjoyed chatting with fishermen, the people whose clock is the sun, moon, and tides. They are the ones who know Cobscook and Passamaquoddy Bays the best, how every creature is important in the health of the bays, and how the removal of rockweed endangers all the critters in the bay. They feel that they are better stewards of the land than any agency, company, or corporation. I visited a lobsterman who fishes Passamaquoddy Bay and soon discovered that the subject of any local fishery was indeed very sensitive to him. A very large guy, he hovered over me and with fire in his eyes and a loud voice. I listened, wondering if he thought I was somehow the culprit. I wondered if I got running to my truck. As he told me that the state and greedy fishermen were the reason fisheries such as scallops and urchins were in trouble, I looked up at him and decided the only way to escape would be to agree. On the subject of rockweed, he said, "No one owns that rockweed." Now, he had a loud voice. Nature does. Every creature in our bay depends on that. They are further damaging every fishery here if cutting continues. Whew, I could agree again. Then when he talked about future generations of fishermen, I agreed yet again. I said, I got this petition. He said, "What good is that? They won't listen." I said, I would like for you to be heard in Augusta. I don't sign petitions. And I told him that harvesters call rockweed a fish. He said, "There is something fishy about that, all right." Then he signed the petition. 787 people who signed our petition. I'm sorry. One paragraph.
Okay.
The 787 people who signed this petition as of March 19th, 2013, came from all walks of life. They all have one thing in common. They for sure do not want the Cobscook Bay management law repealed. And they all want commercial rockweed harvesting to cease, especially mechanical harvesting. Thank you for listening.